This week's podcast is brought to you by Myers Auto Parts in Marion, Kentucky. Stop by and see Ronnie or Kathy or Kyle and all the rest of the crew at Myers Auto Parts, your local Napa store.
It's homecoming week in Crittenden County. The Rockets are preparing to play Fulton City. It's also the opening of the District Class A season. Coach Starnes, a lot of exciting things this week going on in the community. The parade is tonight on Main Street, and it's also they're taking this opportunity to recognize a couple of distinguished alumni as far as graduates of Crittenden County. So a lot of things going on this week.
Yeah, and you know, it's exciting for the kids. As the coaches, we always say that we're not always excited about distractions, but we know we have to have it, and you know, it's a good thing. It's homecoming, and you know, the kids are excited about it, and you know, it's just a start of our district play, and I think that's what we're excited about more than anything. But you know, you have Powder Puff tonight, you have the parade this afternoon, you know, so I mean, it should be a great atmosphere. And you know, homecoming is all about coming back, and all about you know, what you can do in your school, and I mean, it's exciting for the kids, and I get that, but again, it's scary for coaches.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you also know that there's somewhat of a plan for some homecoming of the Rocket alumni football guys too. All your old players, I think, are showing up. They're trying to round them all up for the game on Friday night, since it's homecoming. I know that'll be a special time for you too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing some of the guys that I hadn't seen in a while, and you know, just trying to figure out how many guys that's been in 27 years, and
that's a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of kids, and you know, I'm excited about it. You know, I went into coaching because a coach helped my life and helped me out, and that's what I wanted to try to do for players, and not just coach them in football, but try to help them out, things that they need to learn in life, and mm-hmm. That's what I hope that I have accomplished in the career here.
You know, I think I've mentioned this to you, and I may have mentioned it on this podcast before, but I heard a Fellowship of Christian Athletes speaker once who made the point that the word coach is one of the most powerful words in the English language, because it means so much to so many people, and you certainly have done a great job here and been a coach to many, and I know a lot of lives you've touched, and they tell me all the time, and so it's a nice victory lap, and this is one of the highlights.
I appreciate it, and you know, that's what I like about it. I mean, that's what motivates me, is to be able to help kids and struggles in life, because it's not all peachy keen all the time. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, they go through struggles just like we do, and I was a part of that growing up, and I understand it, and you know, hopefully that I can shed some light to them and inspire them in some way, and still be able to help them on the field to be able to compete and to fight for things that they want, because that's what you do in life.
Want to mention also that this week they're honoring a couple of distinguished alumni. This is a program the school does. Very, very nice professional program they put on every year. And this year's honorees are Alan Stout, federal judge Alan Stout, who's always been a big Rocket booster, and William O. Bill Winstead, a very accomplished musician and college professor. So I wish those guys the best this week during their ceremonies. And let's talk a little bit about football. We've got Fulton City coming in. Now, the Bulldogs are winless on the season. They're struggling. Haven't had a good season in some time, although they've had some pretty decent athletes come through. And this year it looks like they may be completely devoid of those special athletes, because even Webster County, you know, has one win, and that was 35-6 against Fulton City. So they've really struggled this year, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, and I know Dane Gregory, he's their coach. I've known him for a long time, you know, and I talked to him quite a bit. And, you know, it's a team that they don't have very many players. And I can remember one time a couple years ago, they started out with 17 players, and by the time we played them towards the end of the season, they still had 17 players. Mm-hmm. And to me, that showed the toughness of the kids.
Sure.
This year, injuries are plaguing them, and you know, they've had as little as 12 players, and And I think that last week, I think that they didn't have enough to finish a game, from what I understand. But, you know, they're still kids, and they get out there, and they play hard. So, you know, when you just have that few of players, and we totally understand because we have 34 players that, you know, when you have to substitute somebody, you go deep down in the depth chart, and they're just not as deep, and so they have to rely on a lot of freshmen to come in and play, and we are too. You know, we're doing the same thing. In fact, you know, we have to make sure that those kids understand, our players understand that, you know, when we play JV ball games, we watch them as well and see what their attitude, their mentality, their aggression, see if they're capable of playing varsity. And, you know, so, you know, we saw Lathan Easley this Monday night at JV, and so we're finding a place to put him on the varsity field, mm-hmm. and we feel like he's ready. So
another freshman,
you know, and we're going to put him in nose guard some, you know, use his quickness and his toughness, and see if he can get in there and help us out some there. So, you know, we watch him, we watch the kids all the time, and they need to understand that. But you know, we have that luxury, and I don't think Fulton City has that luxury. But we have to understand that these games scare me. Because it's not that I think that Fulton City is going to come in and beat us. I think that we need to focus on us and improving on what we need to improve on in order to have a chance in our district championship. And when you get teams like this, you don't have to play your best. You don't have to play the best technique and still get away with beating them. And that's what scares me about them, that, you know, we take them lightly and you know, we don't improve, and we need to improve if we want to be able to compete for the championship.
Yeah, anybody who follows football very closely knows that of the 31 Class A teams in the state of Kentucky, Fulton City right now is ranked dead last. They're number 31. They've scored 37 points all season long. And have given up almost 300. So yeah, it's tough. Homecoming week with the distractions. I'm sure. Yeah, your work's cut out for yours,
well,
and the whole,
you know,
coaching staff.
I also know Dane Gregory, and I also know that Fulton County has already pulled out of the playoffs. So you know, Fulton City is trying to motivate their players over there, and to say if they just beat us, mm-hmm. you know, they will win second in the district, mm-hmm. and host the first round of the playoffs. So I know that he's trying to motivate their kids there. To do that, so we cannot take it lightly, and we have to make sure we come out and execute and establish ourselves as a contender for the district championship.
Yeah, you know, you talk about Fulton County pulling out of the playoff system, and we've had this discussion before, because you have these teams, you know, taking all the top four, and some districts only have four teams. That's when you pit a four against a one that has to travel sometimes from Fulton County or to Bardstown. Yeah, it may be pushing the envelope a little bit.
You know, I mean, and we have talked about this before, and I think it is pushing the envelope. And we've been in that situation before where we had to travel to Owensboro Catholic, and they're number one, and we're last in our district, or whatever the case is.
Right.
You know, you know, we understand that. But, I mean, you have to start somewhere, and you have to be able to get those guys to understand that that's what you're trying to fight for. And if you just pull out of it, in my mind, what happens is there's no fight. I mean, what are you trying to accomplish at that point? You know, there's no postseason play. You can't say we want to finish. I mean, they beat Fulton City, mm-hmm. you know, so they finished third, right. in the district, you know, so the next accomplishment is to finish second in the district. And you know, Fulton County has some rich tradition down there, and I mean, they're used to winning some, you know, but you know, my understanding is that they backed out of the Russellville game. There are teams that he's going to face and two district opponents. So, you know, it's hard, and we don't understand, I guess, because we're not in that situation. But, you know, we want our kids to be able to fight for something to try to get it, and we can motivate them either way.
course, we have Ballard Memorial next week, not to look past Fulton City, but we go back to non-district play, and then we'll turn our attention back to these, to Fulton County and Russell. Let's talk a little bit about some of the guys this week. I did a little checking, and Adam Beavers is closing in on the all-time sacks list. He's, I think, about four sacks away, four or five, somewhere like that. So he's obviously, that's a pretty lofty goal to achieve, being the all-time sacks leader on any football team, especially one that has a record, historical record like Crittenden County. And Zach Beverly currently has that at 15. And I think Adam has 12 right now. So,
well, I think he said something to me about tackles for losses. I think, you know, that whether or not he is easy to close or broke it or tied it or something like that. So, you know, I mean, that's what these stats do. I mean, kids look at these things too, and it motivates them, and it's important to them. And, you know, I mean, I know that you have these records, and, you know, I just hope kids that I've coached can break these records, you know, yeah, because it means something to them, and I'd like to see them do it. You know, and it could happen this week. You know, I mean, their quarterback, Madding, he just, it seems like that their pass protection is run for your life. And, you know, one of our strengths are our defensive front, the quickness of our front. And so, you know, if they try to throw the football, I think that we're going to put pressure on them and have an opportunity for sacks. But I tell you what, the Madding kid, he does throw the ball. He runs and he throws the ball away a lot of times too. So
I just looked here for tackles for loss. Right now, Aaron Berry still holds that record with 43, and I'm not sure. I'd have to do some research to see where Adam's at. I know Adam has had six as a freshman, and that was most ever as a freshman. And Dylan Clark had 20 as a senior. So he and Dylan has the most tackles for loss in a season with 20. So I'll do a little. I have to get Andy Hunt.
Man, know, he's got Andy, all. He'll keeps stay up on it.
He keeps all that stuff. I just have the highlights, and he has all the in-depth details of it. But great season Adam's having, and then you know, all these, we talk a lot about all these other guys, but I know you had a JV game this week, and you say you saw Lathan Easley and got him an opportunity. Anybody else in that JV team sticks out?
You know, I mean, Xander Tabor is, you know, he continues to get better and improve, and, you know, I think he's one that could come out there. But, you know, Braxton Winders, I mean, he's emerging as a kid that I think is going to be a great player for Crittenden County, both offense and defense. Yeah. And, you know, he just continues. He's tough, and he gets in there, and he runs a football. A quarterback, and he loves the transition from lineman to quarterback, and he's comfortable with that position. But I'm tell you what, he's not bad as a linebacker as well. Yeah. He's tough, and he's got a nose for football. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, there's some kids that are coming out that we're looking at, and you know, and we've seen this on practice and JV games that we know that we have Lathan and Ian and Caden and Braxton all can come in and play varsity level right now. So it's good for those kids.
And you obviously have Kyle Castiller, who was injured on about the second play of the game, I think, against Union County, finished the game, went home over the weekend, and then still having some complications in his chest, and goes to the doctor, and they find out his lung is partially collapsed.
Yeah, partially collapsed lung, and
he's back in school though.
He's back in school. He's doing fine. He came to practice yesterday, but
he obviously will be out for a little while.
Yeah, he'll be out. But I mean, I think the doctor said maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and he'll be able to come back. So, you know, he's excited about that. And
who goes in his place this week?
Well, you got Cody Belt will be in there, and then you have Peyton Riley will also be in there in that spot too. So, you know, we have capable players that can go in and play the position, and I'm not saying that we won't miss Kyle, and you know, he will be a captain tomorrow night, just so the fans can see and the players can see that he is okay and he can walk out there. And you know, he wanted to play, and that's one of the first things he asked, is whether or not he could play Friday night. So, you know, he's a tough kid and you know, very likable kid, and the kids miss him out there already.
Yeah. And as we mentioned, this week is homecoming. The kickoff is at 7 p.m. as usual. Coronation of the king and queen, the ceremony will begin at 6:30 p.m. So if you want to get out and get a good seat, you might want to get there early. A lot of things going to be going on around the game this week, as we mentioned earlier. So look forward to having everyone out for homecoming, especially all of the guys over the years, and not just the players. You know, if you were a cheerleader, if you were on the staff, if you had anything to do with Coach Starnes' career, come out and be part of this homecoming. It's a special time. It'll be his last homecoming here at Crittenden County. We never know when we're going to...
As a coach.
Yeah, as a coach, yeah. Yeah, you'll get to come back as something else next year, and I'm certain you'll have some participation or influence, or at least maybe a spot on the sideline if you want one in the future when you do come back to these games. As I know, you've certainly accommodated a lot of former players and former coach. Anybody that comes back, you bring them in, and they're part of that. You bring them to the sideline, and they're part of it. I never forget.
And you know, whoever the next head coach is here, I hope they understand that, you know, I'm not comfortable in the stands watching the ball game. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. I have a hard time myself. I've walked up and down those sidelines so long, it's like I couldn't go sit in the stands.
You know, and Chris, I'm telling you, I mean, it's been fun with you guys on the sidelines. That, you know, there's occasions when we walk past each other and we make comments about something, and you know, it's exciting. And I can be honest with you, just Monday night after the JV game, leaving that, walking down, is when it really hit me that you know, this is it. This is the last year, you know, that I'll be walking down the steps to the locker room. And you know, it's been good though. I mean, it's been good. And you know, we've had a great career, and we're excited, you know, but at the same time, we do understand it.
Well, it's, like I said, your last homecoming, and we look forward to seeing your guys. Hunter Boone brings his passing offense into the game, and you know, Cody Belt's catching the ball, Ethan's catching the ball, Mason, Lamey, all those. Hey, it's just, you never know which guy's going to show up and really be the guy that pulls the ball out of the sky.
And you know, that's the style of offense nowadays. It's you know, it's exciting. So, you know, come out and watch us, support us.
It'll be a fun game. Fulton City comes in winless, and this is the first game of the Class A First District. So hope to see everyone out.